What would you cut your hedges with?
Clippers.
If they were electrically powered, would you call them the same thing?
I just call them electric clippers, yes. Hedges clippers. That's the kind I use. I use both manual and electric type.
If a pretty good sized tree blew down, what might you use to cut it up?
A chainsaw or a regular rip saw. That's a handsaw that the lumberjacks use. My neighbor owns one and I had it shot in front, so I'll be able to cut this tree up.
Will you name and describe as many cuts of meat that you can from cattle, hogs, and sheep?
Oh, let me see. My butchering knowledge would, first of all, you have the front of the shoulder on the hog. The hindquarter, of course, would be the ham, either. That's the ham section. The middle section, of course, would be the loin on the side, the ribs. And from these, you've got the loin, you've got pork chops or loin roast. And the bacon comes from this side, ribs come from this side. And other portions around the neck, that's primarily used for making sausages and various other types of luncheon meats after being cooked. The feet, they're cut off, and the shanks, that's the upper part of the feet. And before you get into the shoulder or ham section, and that's what they're called. The hind portion of the cow, that's where you get your rump roast, pike's peak, your sirloin, and your tenderloin, of course, come from the loin section. Then the shoulder area, you get your chuck roast, and your ground beef for the most part, and the other parts that are thrown in that are for grinding purposes. The liver, of course, that's extracted too from the what we call the internal section of those animals.
How about cuts of lamb?
Lamb? Yes, well, it's primarily the same as a cow, the lamb, because you lay the lamb and get the roast, and lamb chops, they come from the loins. And there are some cuts of the shoulder, lamb shoulder, that they get also lamb roast from, because I don't know of anything they use lamb for other than that, because they don't grind it up for it. The lamb is not very large anyway, so it really doesn't require too much attention from that standpoint. No waste, because practically all of them is usable to some extent. The leg of the lamb, and that's the hind leg for the most part. They use the front legs also, but a little less expensive than your chops and the other parts. I don't know too much about them.